This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Times, my friends, is an understatement. It's all about Putin and what happens next as we wonder about Ukraine and the movement to remove Putin. Hey, everybody. I'm Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us. To be sure, there are things closer to home that we're concerned with, but there are a lot of people talking about the mutiny. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his speech, his first since that happened, hours after the head of the Wagner Group declared that his motive was to save the private militia from being subsumed into the Russian military, not to topple Putin. You think he was trying to save his own skin? Not sure. Putin did say Wagner can go to Belarus, go home, or fight for Mother Russia, and claimed Russia would have crushed the rebellion, saying he worked to avoid so much bloodshed. So there was so much talk over the weekend that Putin was going to be thrown over, that that's what was happening. It was an overthrow of the government to take him out. Perhaps a march on the Kremlin, but that never ultimately went all the way through to fruition. And there was a lot of hectic conversation afterwards, and then you now know what Vladimir Putin's take was on everything that was happening, that Russia is strong, Russia's ready, we're continuing to move on and on and on. In fact, there was a photo that circulated. Picture this, you had members of the Wagner Group, guys heavily armed with machine guns and lots of ammunition, lots of magazines, of that Wagner Group standing on the balcony of the circus building in the Russian city very close to the Kremlin. So it was a remarkable series of events in Russia that kept many people on the edge of their seat wondering, is this, could it be, what's happening? And in the end, seemingly there was some sort of deal that was struck with Vladimir Putin, a deal that entailed broad amnesty for that group, for the leader of that group and his fellow mutineers, if you will, so that his organization would ultimately be folded back into or integrated back into the Russian army. So what does it mean, though, for the Ukraine? I mean, that's the key. This is a failed coup. Does it have any sort of consequences? Do coups usually have consequences? And, of course, usually when the coup attempt begins, there's a move by a small group with the hopes that others join in and it becomes a movement and it's bigger and it's bigger and it's bigger. But there, it seemed as though, as you had the push toward Moscow, it seemed as though, wow, is this an uprising? And I think that was the idea. I think the head of the Wagner Group was hoping to inspire something to happen, but it didn't happen. There wasn't any kind of an uprising in the end. So it's about the government's reaction. And apparently, the reaction for the Wagner Group was exactly what I said, what Putin said. You're with us. You're folded into this. You're part of the Russian militia, or you're out. So, rebels on the run, and not what many, I think, had hoped would be the end of his regime. It is not, at this point, not the end of his regime. Closer to home, besides that conversation about where are we, what happens with Ukraine, etc., the other part of the conversation, of course, always always turns to what? The common denominator for all of us, and that's the weather, the weather, the weather. And many people are getting crushed under a fantastic heat wave. Fantastic in the sense that it continues to go on and on, not fantastic in the sense I think that people love it, especially people in Texas and parts of Louisiana and other parts, to be sure, of the United States. But it's calmed down in some of those areas. But when you get triple digits and night after night you listen to the local TV weather person tell you it's day six of what feels like to be 115 degrees. Yikes. It's not happy. You're waiting. In fact, you're begging for things to get cooler. And the concern is, what happens when my neighbors can't take it anymore and all of us really press the thermostat in a cooler direction that it can't take and it breaks? I think in Texas, that's the biggest fear after what happened in that winter storm and also what they've been asked to do when the temperatures have been the way that they've been. The good news is it'll be a little less hot in the Dallases and the Houstons and the Austins and New Orleans and Oklahoma City. But for how long, right? Ooh, boy. The long, hot summer. The long, hot summer, I think, is going to be really trying on a lot of people. It is the thing that we talk about. The weather, the weather, the weather. Unless, of course, you are in Panama City. A crazy thing about Panama City. Panama City Beach leads the nation. I was just reading a story about this, and I'd heard this from, I have two friends that live there, that the water, the riptides, the currents, awful. Three more tourists died after swimming in the Gulf of Mexico over the weekend under some dangerous surf conditions, and this was just off of Panama City Beach. They call them fatal water incidents, because they don't really know for sure if the victims drowned or had another medical emergency in the water. But so far, within 9 days, seven people have died. That's the highest number of beach fatalities for any single location in the U.S. for 2023. And the story seems to be the same, sadly. There'll be lots of people on the beach. Somebody gets caught up, and you can tell they're not... They're struggling. And these are beaches where you're not surrounded by lots of lifeguards. So it's somebody else going in to try to rescue a loved one, a friend. Rip tides are real. And the fatalities have definitely risen. You know, when you go to the beach and you see those red flags, and it doesn't seem like it's something to be that concerned with. There's other people that are swimming. And then you understand what they mean when you get into the water. And especially when you have what they call double red flags. And apparently that's what the conditions were like. Very sad, sad stories. All right, coming up, a little of this, a little of that, as we traverse across this great country and fill in the blanks.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Across the country, like I said. So if we were to talk about what's happening, and we do on this show, what's happening in California, let's say. So what are they talking about? I did a little digging, and what they're talking about in Los Angeles is the Sheriff's Department getting $4 billion, and the L.A. County Supervisors approving a $43 billion budget. As part of that, $4 billion goes to the Sheriff's Department, and there were complaints from many people who went to the meeting who thought the conditions in the Los Angeles jails were unconscionable. That's how they term it, that it was a horrific situation for anybody who ended up in one of those jails. So the budget approval, like everywhere in America, follows usually a little bit of testimony because there's the push-pull over what people want and where the money goes. But there were people that were urging funding cuts to the Sheriff's Department. There were lots of angry letters to the Los Angeles County supervisors begging them not to do what they were going to do. And then saying they hope at least some of the money will fix jails and the juvenile halls, because that hasn't happened in the past. So maybe they would oversee what was going on with the money. And then, of course, part of that would go to the probation department. And there have been a lot of overdoses and violent incidents. So money that's going in that direction, how is that monitored? The supervisors acknowledged they were failing those in county custody, but stressed they were doing the best they could do to improve the conditions with limited funds. Because housing sales were down, which, of course, is one of the core sources of the county's most flexible dollars. Yet one supervisor who said, "We're not providing quality care in our jails for those individuals that are of the greatest need." Another said, "It's substandard. It's not acceptable." Monday's meeting was the final chance to amend the budget, which was unveiled in April. Very similar to, ladies and gentlemen, your neck of the woods. If you live in a rural town, if you live in a big suburb, if you live in a city, this is what happens. Where does the money go? What happens to the budget? Where is it earmarked? A lot of times people forget that, and where they could go to a meeting and could have their voices heard, they don't realize, and then they read about it and shake their head and don't like what happens with the money. Money that, by the way, they kicked into, in some sense, for different things they're charged for in the county. And yeah, oh, including taxes. So there were a lot of people at this meeting in Los Angeles, which, of course, is a very big city, and not a surprise that you would have people that would want to see what's going on in these budget meetings. But there were a lot of people specifically there about the sheriff department budget, what was going to go where. There were even people outside of what they call the Hall of Administration protesting the sheriff department's budget and talking about the jail crisis. So, interesting. Again, this is what happens where you are, too. Another thing that they were talking about in Los Angeles is something that we're talking about across the country. Doesn't matter the size of where you live. And it's the Titanic adventurers and extreme travel, because there was a lot of people that were fascinated by, wow, how are they in this sub? There's pinging. Could they be alive? And you know the rest of the story because we were following it. We were talking about it here, of course, on this show. Now it's about investigating the implosion and the accountability of that and what happens next. Certainly OceanGate is done. The CEO of OceanGate perished in that submersible along with four other people. But the fascination of what exactly happened, is there anything to be learned from this? Listening to the director, James Cameron, who is almost like a Titanic expert, as he's been down to the wreckage over 30 times and thought that this was a fool's errand in the first place when previous expeditions in the submersible went down, or this extreme travel, and that it was very, very risky. But at this point, that's not going to happen in the future, at least in this submersible. And so now it is more about, okay, what happens next? Who's going to try what in order to get close to the Titanic? Because there's still people that are going to want to do that. That desire isn't going to go away. There are other people that will try to create something, I'm sure, and they have in the past, that allows that to happen. Usually, it's maybe one or two people. It's not tourists, and it's not four or five people. If we go to the Midwest and we look at, let's say, Chicago, you have the governor there, J.B. Pritzker, defending cuts to immigration health care. Because the cost to Cook County, a very big county, is uncertain. So he defended himself against people who thought it was absolutely wrong that that was happening in Chicago. heavily criticized for his decision to close enrollment for many people in a health care program for undocumented immigrants. And you can imagine there are a lot of people who have the hair stand up on their arms when you talk about this in the healthcare arena, especially, but other people who have heard horror stories on all sides of this. For example, in Dallas, where Parkland Hospital sent a big check to Mexico, a blank check saying fill one in, for over $1 billion. Because of all the free care they had given people who were undocumented and who needed health care in mostly a crisis situation. And this is in Cook County. This is the governor. This is the governor of Illinois who is getting blasted and getting praised by some people for what's happening there and the decision to do what they're doing. Because it's a money issue again and deciding what direction money should go. Where should it go when we assess this? And they assessed it shouldn't go there any longer. And I don't think the governor has heard the last of the people who are not happy about that. And oh yeah, right on the front page of the Chicago Tribune, many people, of course, getting it electronically, but some still getting a print copy as they get on the loop, or there are other modes of transportation in Chicago. They saw the headline, LSU wins the first NCAA Men's College World Series title since 2009, beating Florida 18-4. It was Florida who slammed LSU just the day before, but it's a best of three series, and LSU said not so fast, and they came back, and they returned the favor to the Gators by blowing them out, but by winning the entire thing. So I said this in a previous show, not so fast, Gator fans. It's great to celebrate, but it's a series. And LSU is not going to just slip away. They're going to come back. And sure enough, they did. Sure enough, they did. By the way, if we went to Beantown, you'd see much the same. Some of those headlines about the submersible right there. Everybody's still talking about that. Coming up next, your thoughts as we hit the mailbag.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says the U.S. and its allies played no role in the recent mercenary rebellion in Russia.
We made clear that we were not involved. We had nothing to do with it. This was part of a struggle within the Russian system.
The president said officials continue to assess the situation and it's too early to reach a conclusion about what's taking place. Intense storms across the United States have resulted in flight disruptions, potentially causing delays and cancellations for American travelers. According to FlightAware, more than 1,500 flights have been canceled today, while more than 5,400 flights have experienced delays. A new COVID-19 variant, EU11, has been found in multiple western states, including North and South Dakota, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, and Montana. The symptoms of the variant are yet to be determined. EU11 is believed to be highly transmissible. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Yes, thanks to all of you. The mailbox, of course, is full as per usual. I'd be stunned if I opened the mail room. Just picture it. I'm walking in. It's virtual. But there's lots of it. And if there wasn't anything new, I would be shocked. There always is. So thanks for that. Let's go to this one from E, who says, Kate, I just don't understand this whole OceanGate thing. You have people that have more money than they know what to do with, but that's okay. I'm a capitalist. Whatever. Do what you want with your money. But the fact that they just didn't go that step further, perhaps, and look into what could possibly go wrong on this expedition. Even if you looked at some of the things that he had talked about, you just do a quick internet search, and look, the guy seems bright. This Rush guy certainly seemed like he was a bright guy. But there were dangers, and you could tell that he was, yes, geeked about it and absolutely felt confident. However, there were materials that he used that didn't seem like they were up to par, including using a Game Boy-ish kind of control, almost like a video game, to control the sub. I don't know that I would pay $250,000 for that, not to speak ill of the dead, but I just wonder what you think about when you take a big leap and decide that you're going to do this and you're going to go down 1,200 maybe plus feet. You know, a lot of people, of course, are questioning that. The Ocean Gate operation was known to be risky. I mean, all the industry experts say that. And you're right, by the way, E. You can find lots of interviews. I shouldn't say lots, but a handful of interviews with Stockton Rush. I mentioned this, that there was something that was done by a clever reporter on CBS This Morning a year ago where he spent 10 days and was actually in that submersible. And he showed them. And that's maybe you saw the same thing I saw. And he showed them how the various things in the sub, some of it anyway, was certainly rigged up with just easy elements he found in lots of different places. So I think he felt that he was confident that he could do this, that he knew what he was doing. Even though the materials that were used to build it, that there were some certainly risks with that, right? It was rejected, the industry standards. There wasn't any great scrutiny on, first of all, there wasn't any great scrutiny on the operation, any of the contraptions, the vessels, at all. And that even if the company touted a commitment to safety measures, they didn't really meet some of the industry standards. And even though they talked about collaborations with some pretty well-known and reputable institutions, those institutions say, well, we never partnered with them. They deny all that on this submersible that imploded. I'll just give you one last one because I did a lot of digging. I was curious about this too. I saw a quote from a Duke University biomedical engineer who studied the psychological requirements of survival underwater, and she has been a guest on a couple of different shows, and has been quoted in a couple of different places. And she talked about that the design materials were already large red flags to people who have worked in the field, people who know the field, saying that the company was already defying much of what we already know about submersible design. And OceanGate, you know, didn't really ever comment when they were called to the carpet, so to speak, on that. And they were, of course, appealing to people who had money and who had a sense of adventure and assuring them that the adventure was safe. And you signed something that said it could go wrong. There were waivers that all of the people signed. But you had two employees that voiced safety concerns about the Titan. And in fact, even one of them, the director of marine operations, for 2 years, up until 2018, claimed in court filings that he expressed a lot of apprehension about the submersible's design and the company's testing of its hull before he was terminated. Yeah, so it's too late now, obviously, but yes, there are questions, absolutely. This one from Bob, who says, Kate, it seems like cruise ships... And maybe it's just me. It seems like cruise ships, they seem so big, and you know what's out there in the waterways, but it seems that they're so big and have so many people on board, right, that there would be places in the cruise ship that you could scurry and be safe when there's rogue waves or there's other things that happen. But almost... every couple of weeks now, we're hearing about storms or freak accidents, not just the norovirus concerns, but other things. Yeah. I think that what came up and maybe what prompted you to write that to me is I have talked about that, right, in the past, and especially the rogue wave thing. But there was a video that was just out. It was a Royal Caribbean cruise ship, and it was in the middle of an incredible storm. And the storm happen shortly after the passengers boarded to leave from Port Canaveral in Florida. And you could see the flying lounge chairs, you know. So that would be scary, right? Hey, we're getting ready for this voyage, and golly me, look what's happening already. The furniture is flying. I mean, I laugh. I've never taken a cruise. Never. I've never been on a cruise. Some people swear by them and say it's the best thing ever. And yeah, there may be things that happen. But I just was looking at the, and I went and looked at it again, and it really, truly, to make sure I was right about this, it was a Royal Caribbean cruise. And the people, when they were on, when they got on, they're all scurrying about the deck. So they're still, you know, at the port, but it is nasty weather. And there are things that are absolutely flying off the upper deck. I mean, they were not secure, especially those chairs. I mean, the chairs were everywhere. You know what they're like? They're awkward, where they have the, you know, they stretch, and you got the metal. So it's almost like they're three times the size of what they would be if they were put up. And things were just flying out the sea. Even it was a mess, mangled umbrellas, and of course it was probably set up, I'm certain, for people getting on the ship and then relaxing and maybe making their way around the ship and probably sitting in one of those chairs. just got to think of all the possibilities, I suppose, right? All right, this one is from Q. I like it. We had an E and we had a Q. So here's what Q said. Q says, Kate, this whole thing of constantly we're just bombarded by what's going to happen in 2024, and we know Biden's running again, and there's a slew of Republicans, and Trump is ahead of everybody else. And then you have the curveball for the Democrats with RFK Jr., and some of what he says doesn't seem to match anything that looks like it would come out of a Democrat's mouth. And I'm just wondering, do you think he steals any of the vote, at least among the Democrats, at least in these primaries, away from Biden? If we wanted to go back to the poll situation, he's popping up, but he's anti-vax, right? He talked about the mercury-based ingredients in vaccines that caused autism. In fact, he was on this show. I've talked about that before. You've heard it. And there are other things that he's talked about that don't match what you would think of a typical Democratic, you know, talking points in campaigning. He published a book in 2021, it was a book called The Real Anthony Fauci, and he accused the doctor of promoting a coup d'etat against Western democracy, talking about COVID-19 vaccines, that they were off the deep end, and that members of his political family, so much so, wrote an article after that book came out just disavowing his anti-vax views because they were constantly having to defend it, and didn't want to defend it. So, and there are other things. And now he's running for the White House, and some of his relatives have been pretty public in saying they're not supporting him. This is a Democratic Kennedy family. We're not supporting his run for the White House. So, I don't know. You know, he's not, Biden, just like Trump, is so far ahead of him. I mean, that's the thing. So we'll see if he shows up just a little bit more. All right, hang with us as we head for the fences next.
The tire. Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
There's no question about it. Snack, 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 snack. And I do get this hangry thing, and I know some of you do too. We've talked about it actually on the show. So how can we get smart about snacking and really crush our crazy cravings with healthy snack alternatives? Kimberly Galante, head of innovation for Dole Packaged Foods, is here to join us. And I am seriously excited to have her with us with all her knowledge and what the products are. This is going to be great. Kimberly, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Kate. Great to be here.
So, you know, snacking, a lot of Americans snack, right?
Well, absolutely. More, 90% of adults snack at least one time per day, once or more per day.
Once or more. So then that begs the question, what types of ingredients should we be looking for in a healthy snack?
Great question, Kate. The rule that I like to live by is simple as best. So I'm looking for the fewest number of ingredients that I know. And that I can actually pronounce. And then, of course, you know, you want to stay away from artificial ingredients as well as processed sugars in order to have a healthy, nutritious snack.
Yeah. This is my family, definitely, just chips and trying to get away from chips and wrestling with the whole thing about chips. What is it about unhealthy snacks like chips that come in so many crazy varieties that make them so craveable?
Well, yes, it's definitely the salt and the oil that's in those snacks, right? Highly processed snacks, potato chips, you know, are up there. And that is kind of what keeps you coming back, right? That taste and that texture from those unhealthy ingredients. Well, that's why it's so important to have those alternatives out there that you can reach for, like Dole Good Crunch. We are super simple. Root is the first ingredient. It's really the only ingredient. We do have one item, though, you know, for those adventurous foodies. If you like a little heat, we've got one with a little bit of chili spice. But again, fruit is the first ingredient. Very simple, very clean.
Yeah. Wow. And you know, as I said this, I was so excited to have you on. You're the head of innovation for Dole Packaged Foods. Certainly, you've seen a lot of different changes in the industry in 21 years. Are you excited about all these new products, all these product launches, of course, that Dole has had and the things that are out there in the time that you've been with Dole?
I am. It's a labor of love. You know, like you said, I've been with Dole for 21 years, and I've seen the innovation space evolve. What's great, though, is fruit is still a constant, right? Because we know fruit is healthy, it's delicious, it's sweet. So we strive to make sure that fruit is in everything that we do. And then we're offering different formats, convenience has also become super important over the years with, you know, more people on the go. So, you know, we want to make sure that we have that. Dole Good Crunch, again, very easy. Pop it in your bag, you know, snack on it throughout the day. So that's what we try to do.
Yeah, I like that Dole Good Crunch. And so people are listening to this, and they're listening to this as the healthy options. Where can we learn more?
Great question, Kate. The best place to go is DoleSunshine.com, where you can learn more about Good Crunch and what's inside of this tasty product, but I think more importantly, what's not inside this product.
Yeah, there you go. So then you know those ingredients, definitely. Kimberly Galante, Head of Innovation, Dole Packaged Foods, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate. It's been great being here.
Max, one of my things to do now is, because you all know this, I mean, it's so tough, right, the chip thing. You get chips, and it's like that old thing about that saying nobody can eat just one potato chip. No one can eat a Lay's, one Lay's potato chip. It could be any potato chip. And she's right. She knows her thing, her deal, of course, and the salt and what's on the chips. And just deadly. And it's just about getting better snacks because it's easy to do. Let's face it, right? And just chop it up. And that's what I've done lately. I just chop up apples and whatnot. And I am certainly no dietitian or over-the-top health nut, but it is those little tweaks that absolutely help. I'll tell you what, if you are going on a trip and you're at the airport, a good thing to remember is to pack a couple of those snacks because you never know how long you might be waiting. There were 1,400 flights that were canceled because of severe weather that hit the East Coast. So while the South was dealing with the insane heat, the storms were crazy. New York, Connecticut, South Carolina. There was a twister that somebody recorded, a tornado that was in the Midwest, that the video to me is some of the most incredible video I have ever seen of it. You could, whatever search engine you have, you can find it. It was in Indiana. And what a trail of destruction it left behind. Whoever got this video, I mean, it's almost like they were right on top of it, and you could see all this debris. You could almost identify some of the crazy things in the debris from this tornado during this tornado activity just the other day on Sunday near Greenwood, Indiana, is the place where it happened. And it was all over social media because, of course, people saw it and then started to spread it. But it's unbelievable that more people weren't killed or hurt. One person did die. There were dozens of homes that were destroyed from this tornado. Especially there was like RV campers and other things that were ripped to shreds. And you had in Arkansas two people who were killed when a tree fell on a mobile home. They had some bad weather there, too. Same thing with a tree toppling in Georgia. But the weather for so many people, the wet stuff, a little bit of hail in some places. You had almost 300,000 people without power across Tennessee and Kentucky and Arkansas and Georgia and Michigan with these really crazy, rough storms. And in the Northeast, New York, Western New York, especially New Jersey, Delaware, just ping-pong-size hail, gusting winds up to 70 miles an hour, and that lightning. And the lightning is the thing. You start to hear the thunder booms, and the lightning is the thing that's sometimes so shocking where it can catch people off guard, and they don't know what to do. And they're in the middle of this storm, and they're out in the wide open somewhere. And I'm in a lightning area, and I'll tell you, I immediately pay attention to the second I hear any kind of thunder. There was a convenience store that was very close to my house that was just struck by lightning last week, and it knocked everything out in the store. So the store was shut down for the day. They had to get rid of some of the food inside because they didn't get to it fast enough and blocked off the pumps and everything else. And it was just dark. They couldn't get power back, any of that, because it had fried everything. It was a direct hit. And sometimes people think that when they're in their house, they're totally safe, but there are stories, and this happened in my neighborhood too, where somebody was washing dishes and got blown across the room because their hands were in the water, and the house took a direct hit, and something about that led to that. Boy, that would freak you out, wouldn't it? I mean, the person was fine, really shook up, and a little bruised, but luckily that was all. And so you forget about that when you think with these storms, okay, well, I'm inside, so I'm sure I'm fine, but that's not always true. And boy, oh boy. I mean, of course, better than being out in the wide open, but I have seen that, and I know some people were dealing with lightning in this audience, because I've gotten some of those emails from you, and lately there seems to be more incidents. It's the same as it was. It's, you know, it's storms and where you could get hit and all of that. But there's more stories I'm starting to see, because people are talking about it, narrow misses, or something happens in a house, or something else because of the power of the lightning and where it hit, what kind of a direct hit a house perhaps even, you know, took. So that severe lightning is the thing to be very, 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 very careful of. Something else that we talk about this time of year is mosquitoes. 4 in Florida, 1 in Texas have been reporting a mosquito-borne illness. And this is where malaria cases have been reported. Boy, that's pretty scary, isn't it? All the people, though, have been treated and have recovered, so that is the good news. The precautions, just spray, spray, spray when you're in an area with high mosquito populations, and wear long pants and shirts when possible during sunrise and sunset. I mean, listen, this is part of the deal. This is mosquito time, certainly across the country. People are dealing with that. All right, the music means we got to say adios for this hour anyway. My friends, please be safe, be sane, and for goodness sake, be happy. This is the way.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.